Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we're here to do. And we had a great show. We're going to be talking about for the show today is the Hunter virus, the cruise ship that had the Hunter virus, and get some insightful information about how to deal with that. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi. We are got our devotional in Psalms 11, where it says, "For the righteous Lord loves righteousness, and his countenance doth behold the upright." Yeah, seek the Lord's face, mind the time it grows short. If you don't read the Bible and get close to him in prayer, you don't know the Lord, and please do that, because things will be a changing as we've been getting some updates. Things are going to be changing. All right, let's jump into this topic of the Hunter virus cruise ship. This is May 2026, the cruise ship MV Hondas warning that the passengers, they were getting sick, and they were reported to have this Hunter virus, and news reports have shocking details on the weak disease management that's going on there. The ship actually reported 3 deaths and 7 additional cases of infection causing severe respiratory illness. Now, if the passengers that are infected are allowed to return to their countries without being quarantined first, well, then you can expect this virus to spread. So what exactly is the Hunter virus? Well, the strain that's affecting the cruise ship is said to be the Andes strain, found in Argentina and Chile, and is supposedly the only Hunter virus strain that is capable of a person-to-person transmission. So this virus requires close, frequent, direct contact with an infected person's body fluids in order to spread. Casual contact, we're told, is not enough to infect others. Now, science calls the spread of the Hunter virus to humans quite rare, but to date, there are 28 Hunter viruses that science knows about that can infect humans. There's 28 of them. Now, the old world Hunter viruses were known to cause hemorrhagic fever and renal syndrome, but the new world Hunter viruses are causing pulmonary syndrome. So these viruses are transmitted by infected rodent waste like urine, saliva, and droppings. So what are the symptoms? Well, if you are exposed to this virus, the symptoms can manifest within 1 to 8 weeks. Things like fever and chills, headache and dizziness, fatigue, muscle aches, intense pain in hips, thighs, and back, dry cough, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea and abdominal pain. Now, within 4 to 10 days, the disease progresses rapidly to severe respiratory distress, coughing, shortness of breath, rapid heartbeat or low heart rate, low blood pressure, lungs fill with fluid, and respiratory failure. So the symptoms start off mimicking a mild flu, but rapidly advance, and the symptoms usually appear 2 to 4 weeks after exposure, but can range from 1 to 8 weeks. So this is a serious virus with a fatality rate of 40%. So August 2022, I reported on the Hunter virus as science was hunting new viral strains that had the potential of becoming a pandemic threat. Now, I don't think science is restricting itself to just rodents for pandemic research, as the research points to a much diverse collection of viruses. This is what Nature Medicine said in July 2022. They said the animal reservoir seems to be mainly rodents. Now, the following is a list of diseases spread by rats, rodents, and insects that feed or travel on rodents like fleas, ticks, and mites. The Hunter virus is number 1. Then there's the lymphatic chorionomeningitis virus, or the LCMV, and this virus was isolated by science in 1933. The Black Plague, the bubonic plague, is also listed, as well as salmonella, rat bite fever, and tularemia, which is a rare bacterial infection. So there was this new study, though. This was August 2021 Journal of the National Academy of Science Research, and they suggested that our plague-infested reality has been a normal thing for about 400 years. And I said, really? Since the 1600s, Has man experienced plague after plague like we're dealing with today? I don't think so. So the research goes on to state that the history of disease shows that past outbreaks point to not only a recurring probability, but also pandemics of more severe intensity. So are we talking about evolutionary history, the kind of history given to push science? Well, we the public are instructed by science to readjust your perception on the pandemic issue, in which everyone should expect at least one pandemic, if not more, in their lifetime. So according to science, the pool of pathogens is quite large, from pigs to bats. But let's take a look at the list of plagues to see if we can see a pattern. According to the January 2020 issue of the Journal of Public Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, here's the list. So our pandemic planet history, we look it up, the pandemics that were in the United States since, let's say, 1960. So 1968 was Hong Kong flu. Then 1976, swine flu, but that turned out to be a drug issue. It was a hoax by the drug companies. They made the swine flu for pig farmers, which killed the pigs, so they tried to sell it to humans. 1981, HIV and AIDS. 2002 to 2003, SARS, the sudden acute respiratory syndrome, supposedly from bats. In 2012, MERS, the Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome, supposedly from camels. 2014 to 2016, Ebola. 2015, dengue from mosquitoes. 2015 to 2016, Zika, also from mosquitoes. 2019, your COVID-19, and 2022, the monkeypox. But if we go back a little further, 1899 to 1923 was cholera. 1918 to 1920 was Spanish flu, and then 1957 to 1958, Asian flu. So in the past 123 years, there have been roughly 11 pandemics that are viral in nature. Prior to the Spanish flu of 1918, there were two listed pandemics in history: the 1347 to 1351 pandemic affecting Europe, Asia, and North Africa, called the bubonic plague, and then 541 to 543 plague of Justinian, the bubonic plague there in the Mediterranean region. So how is it that in the ancient world, for over 800 years, the plagues were restricted to bacterial infections from rat fleas, but today it is a mass array of viral diseases from various animals? There is a 552-year gap between the bubonic plague of 1347 and the cholera of 1899, and a 571-year gap between the bubonic plague of 1347 and the Spanish flu of 1918. Why is there such a concentration of pandemic viral diseases since the 1920s? Well, I think the entire shift may have been sparked by Edward Jenner's smallpox experiments in 1796. Yeah, vaccinology may be the brainchild behind the modern-day pandemics. So the COVID-19 virus was revealed, the intent, due to, you know, suspicions of the treatments other than the vaccine itself. So, you know, there was also suppression of other treatments. You couldn't even get them. So remember, it is all about the proteins that make mechanisms in cells to perform certain tasks. The DNA actually encodes the information necessary for the cells to make proteins. So control the protein, and you control the DNA, and you control the pandemic. So before 1990, the world definition of a plague referred to as a bacterial infection or bubonic plague. So science today has the ability to make any disease reemerge into a novel disease citing mutation. And science likes to call it horizontal gene transfer or genetic recombination caused by changes, they say, in the ecosystem. But it's kind of obvious, if you look back at history, that it is not the ecosystem or natural evolution. It is science forcing viral animal diseases to infect humans. Because you got to remember, pandemics are random, never predictable. So there is nothing random about the world, what the world's experiencing today. So modern day pandemics started 226 years ago, And you know what? God wanted us to know about this time frame in history. Read Deuteronomy chapter 28. Now, weapons of choice. So the hantavirus is an opened enveloped virus, which means there are herbs that will defeat it. Research from the National Library of Medicine, Center for Biotechnology, in November 2023 reported that willow bark inhibits pandemic-like viruses. It is used successfully against enteroviruses, coronaviruses, influenza, and other viruses due to its broad-spectrum antiviral agents. Here's a quote from the Frontiers in Microbiology of November 2023. They said this: "The native willow bark offers excellent antiviral properties against open and closed envelope and non-enveloped viruses, destroying them in 45 seconds. Willow bark extracts contain several viral citadel agents that act directly on the viruses," end of quote. Now, similar research from Finland, same month and year, November 2023, published their research in the News Medical Life Science Journal, talking about the, quote, sustainable antiviral agents in willow bark to treat the outbreaks of the future, end of quote. So you got power is what that means. So the point that you are not defenseless against viral agents with medicinal herbs, you know, can help the body fight these infections when medical science really doesn't have any safe, effective antiviral treatments. So, you know, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have willow bark. They have a willow bark formula there in regular and extra strength. It's called Pain Anti-Inflammatory. Also available, they have several immune support formulas that you can pair with, as well as their pandemic kit. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. They're a big supporter of this channel, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., it's 828-469-5972. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget to request their free product catalog and also sign up for their free online newsletters, The Health Quest and American Survival. Just go to the web address, The Power Herbs, click on Books and Newsletters, and sign up for free. Well, I'm out of time, but thanks for listening and sharing. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.